Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers from the state capitol. In a moment, we'll talk with State Senator Dawn Gustafson. Immigration, motorcycle helmets, and more. It's all coming up on a brand new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Dawn Gustafson. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about... As we taped this yesterday, the president went to El Paso, Texas, and talked about immigration reform and, you know, wanting to revive the DREAM Act. And actually, a lot of what he was talking about was based on what President Bush had proposed several years ago, that Senator McCain was originally on board with and Senator Reid was on board with. And then the election happened, McCain went off, and it all died. The DREAM Act died again in the latter part of the congressional session last year. Your thoughts on this?
Well, on the DREAM Act, I've talked to a lot of people about that when I was campaigning, and since I've been campaigning too, that during that period of time, there was the majority of the country, from what I heard, were against the DREAM Act. There was a lot of pressure put on Congress and the president and everything else, regardless of which president it was. They both, you know, talked about this, but the people were very upset about it. They did want to see the DREAM Act because it basically it brings in illegal immigration, but it has to do with I can't think of the word now.
Kids that were brought here by parents who came here illegally.
Oh.
But have come through the system.
Right, exactly. But that's in the 14th Amendment. There's some question about that, too, whether that are, if it really means what it says it means, if you're born in this country, you're here legally. If you're born here, you're a legal citizen. But what about the parents that come here? They're not here legally, so we need to do something about that.
So you have an issue with it encouraging people to break the law?
Well, no, yes, I do. We should not be encouraging people to come here and break the law. Getting back to our economy, one thing that's mentioned or isn't mentioned down there in legislature is that we have University Medical Center in Las Vegas Clark County, the county hospital. They are spending $2 million a day to provide dialysis and other medical services for people that are coming into our country illegally. This is could force the hospital to close. We have to do something to stop people from coming here illegally.
That's a day, you're saying?
No, $2 million a month.
I'm sorry. Okay.
$2 million a month. And they have about 80 patients that they are serving for either dialysis or other emergency medical services. Now, I agree, we have to provide emergency medical services to those that need it, that be a humane society. But the federal government mandates this, yet they're not funding it.
You know, Senator, let's talk about what's going on in Nevada as far as taxes go and as far as the impact on your constituents. I know you keep in very close contact with a lot of your constituents. What do they think about the governor's budget and about the idea of raising taxes to increase what the governor has proposed to spend?
Well, the majority of my constituents agree with the governor's budget. I know that because I've knocked on doors during the campaign. I get phone calls. I get emails. Of course, I get several emails, too, that are against the governor's budget. But there again, a lot of these are state and government employees, so they obviously don't want to see their salaries cut. But fortunately, you know, I'd rather see a salary cut than my job lost. So, and this is what the governor's trying to work out. He's trying to be fair. We don't want to lose employees. We want to keep everybody working that we possibly can. So we don't want to cut jobs. We just want to help them, have them help us statewide balance our budget.
Are you hearing your constituents clamoring for a tax increase, whether that's a sales tax on services a transaction tax on services or a business margins tax?
No, not at all. Definitely. People cannot afford to be taxed anymore. They're telling me, they're calling up and say, "We don't tax me anymore, please, we can't." People are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. They don't have any money to pay more taxes. Businesses don't have any money to pay more taxes. We need to encourage businesses to hire people. But if they have to pay more taxes or pay more benefits, they can't afford to do this. They want to keep their jobs or keep their businesses going, too.
I want to go back, if I may, to the Hispanic question here, which is that Hispanics at this point make up 25% of our state.
Right.
And it seems that it's mainly the conservative movement that is trying to clamp down on illegal immigration. Do you not have a concern politically that as this group becomes a larger and larger part of the voting base in Nevada, that will cause problems for the Republican Party in getting Republican Party candidates elected down the road?
No, Sam, I don't, because they're going door to door. I talked to many people, and a lot of them were Hispanics I talked to. And one of the first questions an Hispanic asked me when I walked to the door, "How do you feel about illegal immigration?" I told him how I felt about it. I felt it's illegal, they're breaking the law, they shouldn't be here. He said, "Good for you, I agree with you." So it's not just it's not just Hispanics. We have 26% of our population, yes, is Hispanic. 10% of our workforce, which is the highest in the state, is done by illegals in the country, here in the state of Nevada. There's 10% of our workforce. And this, we have a 14, it's under 14% now, but unemployment rate. If that unemployment rate were cut, if we use the e-verify system to verify who's here legally, who is not here legally, we could create more jobs, or more jobs would be available for our unemployed people right now. We have 190,000 people in the state illegally, which is 7.2% of the population. So we need to put people back to work. And this is one area that we can do that by having people check the verification of people if they're in our country legally or not.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Gustafson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Thank you. easier way inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Don Gustafson.
Senator, yesterday, and this actually would be on Tuesday earlier this week, the Democrats passed a redistricting plan. The Republicans offered an opposing plan that actually created some majority-minority districts or minority-majority districts. I don't know if I have that right.
Majority-minority.
Majority-minority.
It's confusing.
So you would have some guaranteed Hispanic districts. You would have a guaranteed Hispanic congressional district. They believe that this is in concert with the Voting Rights Act. What's your take on the redistricting plans?
Well, our plan, the Republican plan, which they did not hear, would not hear, was very fair and equitable. It is very fair and equitable. It creates several Hispanic, what you call a majority-minority districts throughout the state. This gives the opportunity for Hispanics to be well represented. So we did that. We were fair to everybody involved. It's not just one party or the other. We didn't go by that. We went by total population, like we're supposed to do. We followed the Voting Rights Act as closely as we possibly could. We have one congressional district out. We're going to have four congressional districts now, and one of those will be a majority-minority district where they can have their own representatives. And we did the same thing with Clark County, Washoe County and Clark County. Now, their plans, Democratic plan, did a lot of fracturing and packing, what they call. They take they took like a district here in Clark County and district over here, packed them from 71% to 73% Hispanics. Yet the districts in between there were very small Hispanic. They could have combined it and made three Hispanic districts out of that, but they only made two. So I think they only had three or four statewide, where we had at least eight or 12 total majority-minority districts.
And then 12, that's with both the Assembly and the Senate.
With the Assembly and Senate, correct. And so our plan is basically it's fair, it's equitable, it follows the Voter Registration or Voter Rights Act.
But do you see this ending up in the Supreme Court?
Unfortunately, it probably will be. This is what they've been talking about since day one, before we even got into session. As soon as the census figures came out, the very first day, the Democratic Party filed a lawsuit. We have filed one since that time. We know it's going to court, so it's a preemptive type lawsuit. So we're just waiting to see what's going to happen with it. You know, Democrats passed their bill out. I'm assuming the governor will probably veto that because it's not fair. It doesn't follow Voter Rights Act.
Let's talk about the end game for the tax plan. You were here in 2003. You were in the Assembly. Mm-hmm. So you were here through the sweltering summer. I think that year we ended on July 22nd. How long do you think we're going to be here this time trying to get a budget and maybe the revenue to pay for that budget passed?
Well, we're going to be here till June 6th. We know that. Whether they have a special session or not, it's really hard to say. It's very possible. I don't want to see it. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid that.
Let me ask you the question another way. Are you making vacation plans in June?
No, not till November.
All right. let me ask you about economic development, one of the big topics at this legislative session. In our previous broadcast, Lance Gilman was here from the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, and he was saying that the way the system is right now with these development groups like EDON and NNDA and NDA, that they're sending unqualified people out to take tours of these business parks. And he's suggesting that the governor be the person in charge, and then they have two people under the governor, sort of czars. One would take care of all the political needs, and the other one would take care of all the marketing needs. Does that make sense to you?
In a way, it kind of does make sense. I know our lieutenant governor is very involved in economic development. If we're going to get the governor involved, that's a good possibility, too, because they both have good connections, and something like this might work well for the state. We have need to do something. We need to bring businesses here.
Do you think the talk of a business margin tax or a sales tax on services, do you think that is something that hurts economic development? Some of the policies that you and your colleagues enact in Carson City, do you think that helps drive or dampens our economic diversification and development efforts?
There's no question about it that hurts economic development, because companies are looking to Nevada for many reasons. Tax structure, for educated workforce, for one, but they know their business is going to be taxed. And right now, a lot of businesses don't come to the state of Nevada because everything's up in the air. Everything's very uncertain. Where are we going with tax? Are we going to tax businesses? Are we going to tax, go back to gross receipts tax, which is very close to what they're proposing right now. It's on a tiered level. But companies aren't ready for that, and we're not ready for it.
You've clearly stated where you disagree with the Democrats on today's program. Are there any areas where you agree with them?
Well, there's a lot of bills that come through there that are nonpartisan. Most of the bills are nonpartisan, and I do agree with a lot of them. I support a lot of their concepts. They have some good ideas. They have a couple of bills right now in education that deal with teacher tenure and things like this. Is things that we need to deal with. And why are they proposing this right now? Well, I heard that one of the reasons why they're finally going along with something like this is because there's federal money tied to it. If they get a bill passed to correct some of these problems, we're going to get some federal money, which is great. We need that money, but is this the reason to pass the bill? We need to pass this bill because it's best for the state of Nevada. It's best for our education system. We need to be able to hire and keep qualified teachers. If right now you have to go down and fire the last hired. And when you got good quality teachers are there, that there are new, fresh teachers, new blood in there, they want to go there and go to work. This is what's good for the state of Nevada, but if we have to get rid of those teachers first, then we have a problem. This is why our education system is hurting.
We've got about 30 seconds left. One of the things that you've been up on for all of your career in politics has been the helmet law. Where does that sit right now?
Right now it sits in Finance Committee, which might be on death row, it might not be, because right now they're passing all the budget items, trying to get those out. They can hear that bill. It's a possibility they will hear that bill. And this is the only bill out there that will raise revenue without raising taxes. It'll bring all the motorcyclists to Nevada that are not coming now because they have to wear a helmet. If they didn't have to wear a helmet, we have street vibrations, Laughlin Liver Run, several events here in Nevada that when Florida repealed their law, their motorcycle sales went up 143%. They got $2.7 million in sales tax revenue from this alone. So we could raise up to $50 million in a period of, it's a couple of years, in new revenue, sales tax revenue, motorcycle sales, special events. We want to fill our rooms in Las Vegas and Reno with people coming to Nevada. These motorcyclists are ready to come here and have a good time and ride safe and free using the freedom of choice.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Sorry. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to make memories at Ashley Furniture Home Store's biggest sale of the year. Ashley's Memorial Day event with huge savings for every room in your house. It's your way to get more without paying more. Get up to 20% off or 4 years no interest or an HD TV with any qualifying purchase. No one beats Ashley for quality, style, and selection, especially now during Ashley's Memorial Day event. Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
They lend a hand during the difficult times following a cancer diagnosis. They're right there with patients and their families every step of the way. They're a cheering section, but never on the sidelines. They require no referral and they'll see you within 24 hours. They're the expert hands of the cancer nurse navigators at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. To learn more, visit remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
At Glass Pro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty only at Glass Pro.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
We're back with the Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone in for Sam Shedd. He's out on a special assignment this morning. I have with me, who do I have with me? I have John Sandy IV from Jones Vargas. I have Liz McMenamin. She's the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. And P.S., Retail Association of Nevada, sponsors this program. We have to disclose that. Las Vegas sun this morning. The sun can also rise after taxes. I believe that will in fact kill the current recovery and put us back in recession. It might take 1.5 or 2 years, but it will happen, Patrick Coulican writes. That's Governor Brian Sandoval attacking the Democratic tax plan unveiled last week. Right? Wrong. It's Newt Gingrich in 1993. Hulikan goes on to liken the opposition to taxes also to Chris Cox. The Clinton 1993 tax increase, he said, did not, in fact, kill the economy. We had a boom after that. So the sun can also rise after tax hikes, he asserts. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think each economy is different, obviously. And right now we're dealing with specific issues that were different than what we had in 1993. Now, whether a tax increase will kill our recovery, I think will remain to be seen. Obviously, there are situations and different taxes that will affect people in business and industry differently than others. And I think that's what we're doing here, and hearing the policy on what taxes are most beneficial and will fit with our current structure and allow us to move forward as we try and service our citizenry and as well as allow businesses to do what they do.
Very well said, John, and I agree with him. I go back to an old saying that I keep hearing at the building that Carol Velardo is famous for, the devil's in the details, and every economy is different. And so I guess it would remain to be seen. There are people, the Newt Gingriches of the world, that predicted that we would have a problem at that time. Well, perhaps we didn't recover or we didn't boom as fast as we could have had there not been the tax increases implemented at that time. So, it remains to be seen, Samantha, what's going to happen. Do I want to see us slow down our recovery? No, I don't. Nevada's having a tough time, and I think any time you go after more money when there's not the money available out there, you will see some slowdown that would have happened, and you're not going to know. How are you going to know if building was going to happen or if growth in a particular area or a particular business was going to happen? You have no way of going back after the tax increase has been implemented.
Well, and that kind of drilling down, we leave to the economists, not to the journalists. But one thing that is never said about that boom in the 90s, or not said when you're looking at the surface level, is that was an unprecedented tech boom.
Right.
So that was happening regardless. That was unprecedented and will probably never be repeated in our lifetimes. Speaking of taxes, 7 tax bills to be heard this morning in the Assembly Taxation Committee. Chair Marilyn Kirkpatrick announced last week. 7 tax bills. Now, I was going back and looking at the Assembly Policy Committees, the Senate and Assembly Policy Committee meetings since leadership announced its Committee of the Whole strategy. So that would be roughly back to the beginning of April. The strategy, of course, was to convene the entire Senate and the entire Assembly to hear the financial bills, the budget bills, so that that could be a more transparent project. And I suppose it was, but it also took a lot of time. Now, I counted this weekend 73 committee meetings that have either been canceled or not scheduled in the month of April since those Committee of the Whole meetings began. 73. Now, this is the only chance that Nevada citizens get to hear these bills before they're voted on. Is this a lot? Am I remembering incorrectly that this is a lot of meetings to be canceled in 1 month?
Absolutely, and I think it only highlights what's going to happen in the coming few weeks that we have left in this session. Is there's still a lot of work to be done, and they have been canceling a lot of meetings and postponing things, and this is all going to get shoved into a very short period of time. And I don't know, but I look back at my life, and when I'm most effective is it's not when necessarily when I have all the stresses that I have to accomplish something in such a short period of time. It's usually nice to be able to kind of get in a schedule and a routine, and we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that at all. And I think you're right. I think the citizenry should be somewhat concerned that their voice might not be heard because they are not going to have these meetings. But at the same time, I mean, it gets back to the 7 bills, and that kind of goes back to the earlier comment, is I'm glad there's 7 bills because that means we're talking all different types of we're trying to figure out what fits best into our current structure. And if we just had one bill and that was the only opportunity, they said it's this or it's nothing, then you're not really vetting it fully. I think with at least they're having the discussion as to what type of taxes make sense and try and get to the core of what
the issues are.
Seven bills, Liz, at 9 o'clock this morning. That committee, I suppose, can run till noon, but three hours to hear seven, some of them kind of complex in terms of their execution. The two new tax bills, I believe, are going to be heard, the margin tax and the the services tax. Can it be done well in one committee hearing?
You know, that remains to be seen. I don't believe you can thoroughly vet or get the comments from the public themselves about maybe concerns that they would have with it. Now, it's going to be a very interesting process to watch this. This is the first time I've seen this many committees canceled. This is the first time I've seen so many bills in one hearing. Friday, energy is going to be in Assembly, Commerce, and Labor, all the energy bills at one time. I specifically am grateful that I'm not having to follow those closely because I'd have to bring my bedroll, it looks like. But no, I don't think they can get the vetting that they truly need.
The transparency goal perhaps impaired a bit, and I know that energy issue is yours, but we'll have to talk about that next time. Got to wrap it up on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for joining us. Back in a moment.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
I've been a public school teacher for 7 years.
3 years. 2 years.
11 years.
It's not about how long you've been teaching.
It's about how well your students are learning.
Under Nevada law, if there are layoffs, the newest teachers are the first to go. Our students deserve the best teachers, regardless of how long they've been teaching.
If we lose our best teachers, students suffer.
If we have to have layoffs,
we need to keep the good teachers.
We've got to change the system. It's time to put students first.
This year, start your spring in style during our May upholstery sale, where you'll find all custom orders on sale. Our extensive fabric and leather selection is unsurpassed, backed by names you can trust. Plus, we're offering an extra 10% off all Drexel and Thomasville upholstery. And we're also offering an extra discount for payment in full. One of our designers can help you create the look you want and save you money. Be sure to visit Ennis soon.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Thanks for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. On our next broadcast, we've got Lee Rowland from the Brennan Center for Justice, the basics of redistricting. You will understand it.